one is a special blessing to me because this is really the inspiration. This Torah portion is the inspiration of naming our ministry, of Bondservant Ministries, and the understanding of that. And I'm so thankful that every year the Lord gives us just a little more and a little more and a little more understanding of it. And I hope that you'll receive a blessing from what I want to teach from this Torah portion tonight. There's many thoughts that we could go, but I think there's something that the Lord's trying to show us here, that maybe we're not as ready for things as we think we are, but by His mercy and His grace, He's allowing us the opportunity to get ready. If you would, open your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 21. I'd like to say, as a way of introduction to this, you know, for years we've been studying up to verse 23 for last week's Torah portion in chapter 20. In our English Bibles, verse 23 stops before the Hebrew verse, or Hebrew Bible, verse 23 stops. Let me read to you from verse 23 of our English Bible on to verse 26, which is verse 23 in the Hebrew Bible. Verse 23 was the last, in our English Bibles, is the last verse we read last week. It said, "You shall not make other gods besides me, gods of silver, gods of gold. You shall not make for yourselves. You shall make an altar of earth for me, and you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless you. If you make an altar of stone for me, you shall not build it of cut stones, for if you wield your tool on it, you will profane it. And you shall not go up by steps to my altar, so that your nakedness will not be exposed on it." Reading over that passage again, there was a thought the Lord brought to my mind for this week's Torah portion, because I believe each portion builds on the next. If I were going to teach a Torah portion in a New Covenant church, last week's Torah portion I could teach in a New Covenant church and probably not have that much of a problem. You know, teaching how that the Lord gave the Ten Commandments. I mean, folks in the church, you know, they pretty much have an uproar about keeping the Ten Commandments in the courthouses and in the schools and things like that, and they're kind of in favor of the Ten Commandments. But the Ten Commandments was not the stop of the commandments. It's almost as if between last week's Torah portion and this week's Torah portion, God just kind of stopped to take His breath. The children of Israel started saying some things to Moses that we'll talk about in a little bit. And then God continues in chapter 21 through chapter 24 today with the bulk of the law, the bulk of the Torah, if you will. Now, I'll guarantee you, if I taught these things that's in this week's Torah portion in the New Covenant Church, we'd have some problems. First of all, they don't believe that we ought to keep those commandments. I mean, they think they've been done away with. They believe that because Yeshua has saved them, all they have to do is obey Yeshua. And I thought that was a wonderful basis to start from, because it was this Torah portion in chapter 24, if you'd look there with me for just a moment. Chapter 24, verse 1, he says, "Then he said to Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel, and you shall worship at a distance. Moses alone, however, shall come near to the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people come up with him." Then Moses came and recounted to the people all the words of the Lord and all the ordinances. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has spoken we will do." Now, I want to call your attention to the fact that Moses has went up to the mountain after the Ten Commandments. The children of Israel come up to him and said, "Moses, we don't want to hear the voice of God again." I mean, I like to scare them to death. They didn't want to hear God. They said, "Moses, you go up and find out what God has to say. You come down and tell us and we'll do it." Well, that's what Moses had done. He'd been up on the mountain. God had given him the rest of these commandments. They're written in what's known as the Book of the Law. Moses has brought that down. not just the Ten Commandments, like you saw Charlton Heston come down from the mountain with, but Moses brought down the book of the law with all God's commandments in them. And God had instructed Moses before he went down to go down and get